Good. All right, we're at 1B.
My diamond.
Mute your phone, please. We'll call you when you're ready for you.
When am I in line? I feel like I've been on the phone forever.
You probably have been, but we'll get to you as soon as we can. Put your phone on star six, please.
When do you think? Like an hour? Or?
Yes, it'll be about an hour. I'll call you.
Step 1D, recommended informal interviews for negotiation terms. Mr. Chairman, members of the board, all cases under Step 1D, recommended informal interview with negotiation terms have been reviewed according to board parameters. And ask the board to consider staff recommendations or take other non-disciplinary actions.
Hey, do we have any questions about Step 1D, any of the cases in there we'd like to discuss?
Mr. Chairman, I have a question about, it's not necessarily specific to the case, it's the application of a rule to this case that I noticed that I wanted to get clarification on in the future. In some of the cases, I noticed that eyelash work is being deemed as a, what is the thing, practicing aesthetics or cosmetology without a license in that category. And I couldn't remember which rule within our rules specifically indicated that someone practicing eyelash extensions needed either an aesthetics or cosmetology license. And you don't need to, no one, staff doesn't need to answer that now. It's just in the future, if you could let me know what specific rule that's referencing. I believe there may only be a specific policy statement, I'm not sure. Do you remember the eyelash extension conversation?
I do, but. Let's follow up on that and get you that. Okay.
Get you in writing, that'll help. Okay, do you have any questions about any of the individual cases in 1B? The fines being levied, any of that sort of thing?
I do not. I appreciate the ability to review them with the details.
Yes, this is great.
And Mr. Chairman, our group will find a way to approve that for future meetings.
Great. Do we have a motion regarding the cases in 1B?
Motion to adapt staff recommendations for offering a consent agreement based on the board's parameters and if accepted, proceed to an informal interview.
Second.
That was Marshall.
Roll call. Mr. Bagley?
Yes.
Ms. Flores? Ms. Guzman Glover?
Aye.
Mr. Ma?
Aye.
And Mr. Turnbull?
Yay.
Step 2A, informal interview without negotiating job, since we have one.
Excuse me, I didn't heard my name.
You'll have to wait just a minute. 2A. Our case number 2A is 97020. Rosa Linda Montoya. License 19815667. What information do we have about that case? Did the staff want to review this case?
That's my case.
Are we that? Yeah, I guess we're that far. And this is without negotiation options, so really.
Mr. Chair, we would need to go with the informal interview opening remarks by the board and then swear in the staff and the general introduction if we're at that part, if we're at the informal interviews on the agenda.
Yeah, we have. We've okay. Made that far.
Okay.
So in that regard, let's see. Well, the first one's just a statement, unless there's something more in here. Okay, opening remarks. It is now 10:45 on May the 9th, 2022. It's time and place scheduled for the board's consideration of the cases scheduled for an informal interview. I am Gary Begley, the board chairman. The other board members will now introduce themselves.
Brandy Flores, public member.
Marshall Knox, vice chair.
Trista Guzman Glover, public member.
Chase Turrington, public member. Before we begin, I want to advise everyone that this proceeding is being recorded. Accordingly, it's time that everyone, it's important that everyone speak loudly and clearly, and then only one person speaks at a time. When you begin speaking, please identify yourself for the record. Please be aware that we have read all the materials submitted. The board has a civility policy. We request that all participants conduct themselves in a professional manner. Swearing in the board staff, you swear that the testimony you give today will be truthful. State your name.
I do, Rosa Rodriguez, compliance supervisor. I do, Lisa Chavez.
I do, Helen Borland.
I do, Kathy Bergeron.
I do, Alexander Hill.
Any other staff involved? Nope. All right. Thank you. Purpose of this informal interview is to inquire into the facts and circumstances of this case and decide the outcome. The licensees have received a notice informing them of the matters to be discussed today, the process for the informal interview, and the possible actions the board may take. As a reminder, these options include a dismissal, an issue of a non-disciplinary letter of concern, an issue of a disciplinary letter of concern, imposing a probation requirement best adapted to protect the public safety, health, and welfare, including requirements for restitution payments to patrons. Could be also an offer, a consent agreement with terms previously offered or new terms, or we may forward this matter to a formal hearing. All right, so now our first hearing will be on 1A. First interview, and that will be case number 97020, Rosalinda Montoya, license 19815667. Is the licensee present?
Yes.
Please come forward.
Good morning.
Good morning. Just the testimony you give today will be truthful?
Yes.
State your name.
Rosalinda Montoya.
Please have a seat. All right, first I'm going to have the board staff present a summary of the case, and I'll come back and ask you questions.
Okay.
All right, so, Rosa
Rodriguez, compliance supervisor. Mr. Chairman and members of the board, on July 14, 2021, licensee contacted the agency regarding her information not matching when she was trying to create an online account on the website. As of January 4, 2021, the agency went digital, so all licensees are required to create an account online to pay the renewal. So when she tried to do that, the social securities were not matching. She called into the office. I verified her social security number, and they did not match what we had in the licensing database. So on September 16, 2021, we brought this matter to the board, and you did motion to open an investigation regarding the discrepancies of her information. So I went on to the ICM Document View Center Database Center, where we have our documents that are stored in the cloud. And I viewed her original examination application submitted back in May 11th of 1998. And the social security number that was entered on the original application does not match what she is providing currently. You do have a copy of her, she did email a copy of her passport, U.S. passport, and a current social security number.
Okay. Does the board have any questions of staff? Would you tell us about this? How did we get in this situation?
Yeah. Good morning. On the past, I don't know, but something else, I believe, that's when I noticed that the social security was wrong, and I called the office of the state board, and the lady who I spoke, I don't have her name, and she just told me the family copy of my social security and a copy of my ID, so they will fix that. And I renewed my license after that. And that's last year, how Rosa explained, I tried to renew my license to align and making me a credit media account. And that's when I noticed that the issue back then was not fixed. I was the impression that all the was fixed already, and that's how.
Okay. All right, do you have any idea of how the first number was incorrectly input or anything like that?
Yes. When I went to public college school, I was a minor. I was 17 years old. And talking to my mom, she made the mistake of filling those papers with the wrong social. I didn't find out until later on that when I was trying to get married and find out that all my documentation was wrong. And that's when I called the favor and explained it. And they just told me to send the ID and my social card and everything to fix it.
Board, have any questions? All right. Do we have a motion regarding disposition of the case?
And, Mr. Bagley,
yeah.
Then you would need to move into board deliberations if you have no further questions.
That's what I meant. All right. Okay. Since we had no questions, do you want to deliberate a little bit? All right. Good. Are we done?
Move to deliberate.
Okay. Is there any comment by anybody that anybody wants to discuss anything about this? All right, so we're done. So do we have any motions about this that we'd like to dispose of this case? Concerns? I believe that our choices are we go ahead and clean up the mess and let her have her license and move on.
Yes.
Or we pull around in it for a while.
Like, is there anything we have to vote on to curve?
I think
with administratively, because it seems more administrative than
I believe you. I agree with you totally.
Mr. Chairman, we have to make a motion to decide whether or not this is within our purview or what action to take. Someone has to make a motion, am I correct?
I believe.
That would be correct. Yeah.
Because there's no
floor. Yeah, she would make the determination of whether you would want to pursue.
Right.
It doesn't have to be a motion, but whether or not it would be just non-disciplinary or disciplinary action. And this was, again, one of those situations that had a unique set of facts that was brought to you to make the decision. So.
Maybe a non-disciplinary thing would be a nice thing.
Mr. Bagley, I can't hear. I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
I was asking someone to make a motion so we could move forward.
Okay.
Are we doing just dismissal?
Please.
I move to dismiss. Chase Turntack,
move to dismiss. Second.
I second.
Barton. Thank you.
Okay. Roll call. Mr. Bagley.
Yes.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. Okay. Mr. Bagley.
Yes, still.
Ms. Flores.
Aye.
Ms. Guzman Glover.
Aye.
Mr. Knox.
Aye.
And Mr. Turntack.
Aye. Our case is dismissed. We have no claim against you. It was just a clerical error, as you know. It just got in the system and had to be cleaned out.
Thank you.
So enjoy your career.
Okay.
Mr. Chair.
I have a question. So can I go ahead and just update her social security number in the system?
Yes.
Move her car?
That's what we agreed upon. Just fix it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for coming in.
One. Going to step 2B, mm-hmm. Negotiation options. Number one will be calling in. Number two will be calling in. Number three is unresolved. Four is unresolved. Five will be calling in. Six is unresolved. Seven is unresolved. Eight is unresolved. Number nine will be calling in. Number 10 negotiated. 11 is unresolved. 12 is unresolved, 13 unresolved, 14 unresolved, 15 is unresolved, 16 is unresolved. I would like to come back to number 17. The number 18 is unresolved, 19 unresolved, 20 unresolved, 21 is unresolved, 22 is unresolved, 23 and 24 will be coming in. And
okay.
On number 17?
Yes.
I would like... Mr. Chairman and members of the board, I would like to ask the board to rescind the previous motion to assess a civil penalty of $250 and issue a non-disciplinary concern. After further review, it was discovered that the establishment license was inactive for less than 10 months, which according to board parameters, the disciplinary action would be to issue a non-disciplinary letter of concern.
Great. Do we have a motion regarding that, please?
Yes, I would make a motion to accept staff's recommendation to rescind our previous motion, which was a consent agreement in the amount of $250, to instead be a non-disciplinary letter of concern, according to board's parameters. Second. Can you read your script, Claire?
Thank you, Ms. Flores.
Ms. Guzman, second.
Roll call.
Mr. Bagley?
Yes.
Ms. Flores?
Aye.
Ms. Vaughn Glover?
Aye.
Mr. Knox?
Aye.
And Mr. Trentine?
Yes.
Mr. Chair, quick clerical update. All members, all individuals on the phone have been manually muted in the back end system, so they will all have to, whether you call them, they will need to press star six to. Like, get one of those for homies.
All right, so then let's move to case note. In your, this basket in your script, you want this reread each time.
You would just need to open the case under four and just say, we're going to proceed to the informal interview, but you've already done that, and then you're just going to open the case number, call the next one, that would, I believe, is 97021. Yes, sir.
All right, so move to our next case in section 2B, our case number 97021, Sonia M. Barba. License 12100882. Ms. Barba, if you're present on the phone, please press star six so we can hear you. Sonia Barba. Star six, that mute.
Sorry, is it 882?
That's her license number.
Oh, sorry. I thought it was 882. All right. Just want to make sure that we're
cool. You bet. All right. Well, hearing no response, do we have a script for that?
Yes. If maybe we, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, maybe we would want to just check with staff to
Hello?
Make sure.
Hello.
Oh, yes, I'm looking for Sonia Barba.
That's me. I'm here.
Oh, good. Excellent. Glad you shut up. That's good. All right, so we're going to start
I've
in here.
Sorry, I've been on the phone since like 9:20 this morning.
I appreciate that. We have been too. All right, so we're in your case, so we'll start down through that. So I've called your case, and you're present. I'm going to swear you in on the phone. Do you swear the testimony you'll give today will be truthful and then state your name? Ms. Barba?
Yes, Sonia M. Barba.
Thank you. Ms. Chavez. We're going to have staff review the case now.
Good morning, Mr. Chair and members of the board. My name is Lisa Chavez. I'm an investigator. On this date, go into the case itself. There was a complaint that was May, June 30th. It is an investigation. I went out on October 1st of 2021. And, okay. I spoke with the licensee, Ms. Barba, on October 1st of 2021. And I found that the allegations, the violations were for malpractice and incompetence and unlicensed establishment. My substantiated violations were just for the unlicensed establishment. I did verify if she had put in a salon license application, and she did. As of today, I did check, and her salon license is pending. And it's still pending from when she put it in due to trade name. She has not put in for a trade name.
Okay, everything's going to be except the trade name. Mm-hmm. So any other information?
That's it. There's no sanitation, no issue for class.
Okay, Ms. Barba?
Yes.
Have you had an opportunity to review this charge?
I have.
Okay, and tell us about your licensing and tell us about that trade name problem.
So I have applied for the trade name and I have the paperwork that I can forward over.
the Secretary of State has all the information on file, so I'm not sure if I'm missing something or if I'm not doing something, but I've called and I've confirmed that everything that I was supposed to file has been filed.
And when was that?
I received the... I believe that was in February. February 21st of 21.
Of 21 or 22?
Yes. 21.
22?
Is when 21. I called. Yes.
So you've had your training application?
I went back in February of 21 to reapply for everything because when Ms. Chavez came into my salon, nothing had been, I was in the process of applying for all of that. So when I called in February of 21, they had confirmed for me that everything was correct and everything on my part had been filed. So I don't know if there's something specific that I'm missing that is still showing pending or if there's something else that I'm missing that I'm not, that I haven't completed, but as far as the Secretary of State, the Arizona Department of Revenue, as far as the TPT licensing, all that is in place.
Okay, just so we understand, are you saying you've had your trademark application in there for more than a year?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, Ms. Chavez, when did you visit?
October 1st of 2021.
All right. So in perspective, our investigator came in October and you had already filed your trademark 8 months before that?
Yes. I moved into the suite where she visited me in January. So I was coming from another salon.
Okay.
So I had filed to update all that information with the state board, and I wasn't aware at that time when I applied for my licensing and all that information, I wasn't aware at the time that Ms. Chavez came in that I needed to apply for a trade name. So in October is when I applied for the trade name.
Okay, October.
I have an LLC created under Creative Salons doing business as Added Blank Hair.
Okay. Well, something's wrong.
And that was all filed in February.
What I can just answer is that at the time that I had looked up everything, there was not an application for an establishment license.
Right.
And it has been pending since October 1st. So she put it in the very day that I did visit for the establishment license. But I just know with our notes that her trade name was an issue. And maybe if she, I can't go from there.
But. Sure.
So this seems like one of those issues we've had a million times before where people don't know about salon suites needing their own license, and then we had a trade name issue on top of it. Is that right? Am I understanding correctly? Remember all the salon suites when people are like, oh, I didn't realize I needed one for a suite.
I just have in my notes that says no trade name. So.
Right.
I'm sorry to clarify. The allegations here are just... It was initially sanitation, which was dismissed.
Yes.
And we're just considering the trade angle, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
The licensing. That's all we're doing. All right. Exactly.
But we're stuck in this craziness about the trade name. We can't fix the trade name.
Right.
I don't have any other questions.
Yeah.
I'm happy to move to deliberations if you guys are.
Yeah. Let me ask you something. Ms. Barber?
Sure.
Ms. Barber?
Yes.
Have you checked on your trade name in the last 30 days?
I have not.
If we gave you 30 days to clean this up, will you go down there and find out what's going on?
Absolutely.
Because we can't issue you a license until you get that trade name fixed.
have my license. I have a copy of my license and everything, so I'm not quite sure.
You don't have a salon license, do you? Do you have?
I have my license from the Arizona State Board.
Your personal license. Is that what you're saying? Okay, but you don't have a salon license. And we can't give it to you because you don't have your trade name. Does that make sense to you?
No. It does. And I guess maybe I need more clarification. I'll have to go down there because when I went to apply for the salon license, it was stated that I didn't need a salon license in a suite. So I don't know if there's, I don't know if I'm misunderstanding or, but yes.
I believe you need a salon license and I believe we cannot issue it to you because you don't have your trade name sorted out. So I'm asking you if you will solve this within 30 days or if we need to dispose of another way. Can you take care of it?
Yeah, I'll get it resolved within 30 days. Yes.
Okay. All right. Chair Turnkind, move the deliberation stage, please. Or motion to deliberate. Yep. For clarification, a non-disciplinary letter of concern is essentially a fixed ticket, right?
It's a fixed ticket. Cool.
But Mr. Chairman, don't we need to continue this?
We're going to have to continue it anyway because we have to give time to get it, but I think that's where we're heading.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, what you have before you is unlicensed activity. That's what you're resolving. So as far as what happens with the licensee, certainly you can continue it for 30 days or you can resolve it with the non-disciplinary letter.
You can do non-disciplinary, solve it and come back and inspect it in 30 days.
Sounds good. All right, face turn time. I move to issue a non-disciplinary letter of concern, giving the licensee 30 days to correct the trade name issue.
Okay. Mr. Turntime, may I just give a little info?
Yeah,
a non-disciplinary letter of concern regarding complying with licensing, salon licensing requirements. And then in the board discussion would be that you would be directing the unlicensed salon owner, but the licensee to get this issue resolved in 30 days, maybe have a reinspection. Is that?
Yeah.
Right, but it's the non-disciplinary letter of concern regarding the salon license.
Okay. Okay. Wait a second for the non-disciplinary letter of concern.
Second. Roll call. Mr. Bailey?
Yes.
Ms. Flores?
Aye.
Ms. Guzman Glover?
Aye.
Mr. Knox?
Aye.
And Mr. Turntime.
Yay. Okay. Ms. Barba? Are you still there? All right, we're going to issue a non-disciplinary letter of concern telling you that we're concerned because you haven't gotten this cleaned up. We're going to come back out there and inspect you within 30 days. So you need to get in and get that trademark figured out and get this into us so we can get you off our books so we don't see you next month.
Okay.
Trade name. Okay. Can you do that?
I can.
All right. Then we're done. Thank you very much.
Thank
you. We hope not to see you next month.
I hope so as well. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Our next case is case number 96579, Lisa Marie Mode, license 10802242. If you're on the phone, we press star 6 so we can know you're there. State your name. Our case number 96579, Lisa Marie Mode, 10802242. Are you present? Star 6 to unmute. All right, hearing no response, I move the case number 96579 be moved to a formal hearing unless Lisa Marie Mode can come into compliance with the consent agreement before that time.
Mr. Chair, it would be to or in the alternative, accept the signed consent agreement previously offered by the board as resolution of the case.
I like that wording. If I have it here, I'd read it. Right here.
That one there.
Look further back.
Yeah.
All right, and that's what we'll do. I agree with what she said. That's my motion. Is anyone second?
I second.
Turn time.
Roll call. Mr. Bagley?
Yes.
Ms. Flores?
Aye.
Ms. Guzman Glover?
Aye.
Mr. Knox?
Aye.
And Mr. Turrentine?
Yay. All right, our next case is...
I can do the exit. I can tell.
Our next case is number 96930, 96937, Century Nails and Spa, license SNT19752, SAES22161, Tom Congle, license 52000046. If you're on the phone, star 6. Mr. Congle,
hello?
Are you there? Yes.
Can you hear me now?
I can. Tell me your name.
All right. I'm sorry. I think I hit mute on accident. Lisa Marie Mode.
Oh, we were looking for you just a minute ago.
All right.
Okay, don't go anywhere.
I hit mute on accident. Sorry.
Okay. Stay there. Don't change anything. All right. Okay. Regarding case number 96579, I move that we rescind our previous motion in order to hear that case.
A second.
You sound kind of weird.
Stay there.
Roll call, Mr. Bagley?
Yes.
Ms. Flores?
Aye.
Ms. Guzman Glover?
Aye.
Mr. Knox?
Aye.
Mr. Turrentine?
Yay. All right. So, Ms. Lisa Marie, how do you pronounce your last name?
M-O-D-E.
Yeah, is it Mode?
Yes.
Okay.
Weird last name.
Lisa Marie Mode, do you swear the testimony you give today will be truthful?
Yes, press the button. Sorry to have you on speaker.
You can be on speaker, but do you swear the testimony that you will give will be truthful? Lisa? Do you swear the testimony that you'll give will be truthful?
Yes.
And state your name.
Lisa Marie Johnson Mode.
Thank you. All right, we're going to have staff review this case, and then I'll come back and ask you questions.
Okay. I've Ms. never Johnson. Done this before, so please
you're doing just
be patient
fine.
With me.
I'm trying.
Good morning, Mr. Chair and members of the board. My name is Lisa Chavez. I did some research on Ms. Mode, and I also went to her home. On April 27th of 21, it's been a little bit. When I went there, I did notice that she had a color smock on. Let me go through this.
Excuse me?
Can you hear the staff testifying?
Okay. When I spoke with her, I noticed when the respondent walked out, she had on black nylon gloves used for hair color and what looked like powder lightener with blue tinged bleach and powder on what I have used for bleaching and highlighting services on gloves and on her shirt. That was April 27th. This is due to a complaint. It is an investigation. I did speak with Ms. Moe, but she did not give me any type of information. She didn't want to give me any statement at that time. I did not.
I was cleaning. I was cleaning.
Yeah, hang on.
Okay.
I'll come back to you.
I do have a complainant. I don't know if she's on the phone or not.
Oh, that's it. Is Esmeralda Briones on the phone? Star 6 to unmute.
Okay. There are also photos that are attached to the case, but if you don't have them, I also have physical photos for you to look at. I have advertisements. I have pictures from the complainant of her getting her hair done. I also have receipts that state www.style. Lisa Marie underscore for 119, as well as QuickPay with Zelle payment to Lisa for 145. My complainant is asking for 264 for restitution for the damages that the licensee had created to her hair for malpractice and incompetence. The pictures also have it. Would you like the pictures?
We should review them, yeah.
You have it.
Well, we should review them. Yeah. So which pictures here are the ones demonstrating the incompetence? Just so I know what I'm looking at.
Okay.
You hold it should be obvious. Though.
You're going to see a young lady with tufts of hair and then a whole amount of hair that's in a bag that is broken off of her hair from the bleaching service.
When can I speak?
Just a moment. The staff is testifying after they finish, then you will.
And then the service receipts are at the very end.
Okay. Is there any other additional information you'd like to give us?
Can I speak now?
There is no license for the home. It's an unlicensed establishment.
May I speak now?
Just would be patient, will you? Is there anything else you want?
Let me look over my script. If you have any questions, I will be happy to address them or chair and members.
Is there any discussion from the board? Questions for staff? All right, seeing no evidence of questions from staff, I'd like to address Ms. Mode. Ms. Mode, have you seen the complaint?
May I speak now?
You could listen first, and then you can speak. Have you had an opportunity to review the complaint?
I feel like everything is, it's like totally out of conduct of what was really going on. This young lady that I did her hair, she did not listen to anything I instructed her to do. I've been doing hair for my whole life, pretty much, and I'm always very thorough about telling them what they need to do, the pH balance level that they need to be doing their hair with, and then even the pictures that they send me, she's using Dove. Dove is trash. It's horrible, high pH level. I always tell them about the pH level balance that they need to be using, how not to use hot water, how to use cold water, how to take care of their hair with the high heat. And even in the pictures that they sent me, you could see that she was using everything wrong that I told her. There's even pictures of Dove. Dove is trash. Dove is trash. She was using hot water. She has 6 inches of her roots that look gray. That shows that she was using a purple shampoo, which I told her not to use because it's a high pH balance and it dries your hair out and it fries it out. So she did not listen to nothing I said, even down to the way I told her how to comb her hair. Vertically, not horizontally. I'm always extremely detailed about how you're supposed to care of your hair. And she did not, this little girl did not listen to nothing I said.
Okay.
So, why?
Is this the first time you work with this client?
Yes.
Okay.
Wait, no. Maybe 2 times, but she waits like a year.
Okay.
It's a long time distance. But I'm always extremely sanitized and super careful about everything and anything because I have an autoimmune system too. And I have, that's why I'm extremely careful about everything. Going back to why I was working from home, because when all this stupid COVID stuff was going on, I had to remove myself from the salon because everyone was getting COVID. And I'm not trying to die, I can't be so, around all these
speaking,
people and they
speaking
all
Speaking of being
had
careful,
COVID.
Tell me why you don't have a license to practice.
No, they all had COVID. Everybody had
okay.
COVID.
Stop for a second.
So I had to, can you pause for a second, please? I had to seclude myself and I just wasn't expected for it to be 2 years.
Right. No one did.
Otherwise,
tell me about
no,
Lisa. Tell me about your license. Why don't you have a license to practice what you're practicing?
I do have a license.
You have a personal license?
I don't have the one for home because, like I said, I didn't expect to be working from home for this long. But I do have my license. I have it. You could look up my number.
We are
I do have my license.
We know you have a personal license. I'm asking you why, Lisa. I'm asking you why you don't have a salon license.
Because I was not expecting to work from home for this long. I thought it was going to be
after 2 years, did you notice it was taking a long time?
Well, I've been sick and in the hospital so much. You could look up my number. Do you want it?
We have your personal license. We have no problem with that.
Okay. Well, time just kind of got away. I wasn't expecting that. So I expect to have to pay for that part, but
okay.
I am extremely sanitized with everything and anything, and I'm always super clean and super sanitized about everything.
Okay.
And I use top-of-the-line products. I'm always super careful with everybody. It's not
right.
My fault that this little girl did not listen to all the instructions that I told her to do.
Okay.
I pretty much wrote it down for her. I told
you
her
that's
everything
good.
And anything to do to keep her hair safe and healthy, and she did not listen to it. You could see
okay.
it in the picture.
Do you have
her
any new information, Lisa? Do you have any new information you want to provide us?
Excuse me?
Do you have any new information that you think we should know? Anything you haven't already
she
told
did not
her?
Listen. She didn't listen to what I told her.
Yeah.
What other questions? Oh, okay. The other thing was, I was using Style C for a while, but I stopped using Style C.
Yeah.
Because
I don't think that's going to help us, Lisa. We need to stick to just what we're here for today. Okay.
Let me get there, babe. They were charging my clients beforehand. Not me. I wasn't
Lisa.
Them. So it
Lisa.
Caused a big problem.
Hey. Lisa, pay attention.
That's why there's those two
Lisa.
Different charges.
Okay, we're done with our deliberations. Does anybody have any questions for Lisa?
That's the why she got charged twice, because it wasn't under my hand. It
Lisa,
wasn't under
you
my
need
hand.
To stop. Anybody have any questions for Lisa?
I don't have any questions.
All right. Do we have a motion regarding this case?
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, you may want to read the language about the board deliberation that you concluded the part of the informal interview in which the board hears testimony. And that you will be moving into board's discussion and deliberations uninterrupted.
So the $119 that they charged her, that was from Styles B, not for me. Not for me.
Okay, Lisa, hang on. We're past that point. Now we're trying to get through this case for you.
Okay.
All right. So this concludes this portion of the informal interview where the board hears testimony. Based on the allegations stated in the notes of informal interview, the board will now discuss the case, deliberate, and decide what type of action to take. Either disciplinary or non-disciplinary, please do not interrupt the board's discussion or deliberations. Do we have any deliberations to be discussed?
I think that law firm's supposed to say this on the script, but I think that I don't think that the board has any control over the business transaction between the complainant and the licensee. But outside of that, to set aside any you know, desire for restitution on the part of the customer, I think that the violations, that majority, if we need to, we can go through them, of violations on the complaint have been substantiated. So it is a finding of fact, conclusion of law.
Yes. Ms. Florence, there would be a motion to adopt findings of facts and conclusions of law that are contained in the investigative report. But just as a point of clarification, the board does have the authority to impose restitution should you wish, and that would be pursuant to an order of probation. And the board may impose an order of probation in this proceeding. You may also impose a civil penalty if you wish, but that would be through a consent agreement.
What do you mean probation?
Lisa, you need to stop for a little while. Okay, so what would you like to do?
Sorry, I lost where in the script I'm supposed to
say. It's under just the board motion after the board deliberation, Ms. Flores.
Okay.
At this time, the board is going to, maybe through their discussion, make a determination whether this should be a disciplinary action or a non-disciplinary action. And you would have a motion to adopt the findings of facts and conclusions of law.
And to be clear, before we go forward, the charges that we're considering are incompetence, and what was the other one?
Not practice.
The
unlicensed
operation. Right, okay. And the unlicensed.
All right.
So I would make a motion that I'm going to step back from the incompetence and malpractice violation, but I would make a motion of findings of fact and conclusions of law regarding practicing in an unlicensed establishment, advertising issues, and violation of statutes or rule.
Yeah. I will take the fee for obviously not having my license working from home.
Stop talking.
Okay.
All right. So we have a motion that there was unlicensed activity.
Advertising issues in violation of statutes or rules. So the bottom three, ARS 32574, A58, ARS 32572, A6, with rule AACR4-10-111A, and ARS 32572, A6, violation of statutes or rules.
Okay. All right, so do we have any discussion about the malpractice question? No one has an opinion.
Where
the motion was to
dismiss the charge of
incompetence.
Or saying we didn't find the fact.
Oh, I didn't recognize you were dismissing.
My motion was to remove incompetence and malpractice.
I think we have
to do this one more time. Or are we doing another one fell swoop?
I believe that Ms. Flores did a nice job of clarifying and making a really clear motion. So we have the motion. That would be to move forward with the unlicensed activity based on the violations within the investigative report, and there is not going to be a finding of incompetency or malpractice in the motion. Is that correct, Ms. Flores?
Correct.
All right.
Thank in that you. Case, I second.
Okay.
Current time.
Okay. Roll call. Mr. Bailey?
Yes.
Ms. Flores?
Aye.
Ms. Guzman Glover?
Aye.
Mr. Knopf?
Aye.
And Mr. Trentine.
Yay. Okay, how about discipline related to the license issue? The license issue.
It sounds to me that the licensee has not applied at all for an establishment
true.
License. There hasn't been an attempt to rectify this since November of 2021. Or even a communication, I guess, mm-hmm. from.
Clearly unlicensed activity.
Yep.
What's the board parameter for this?
$500. And is there one for advertising, a board parameter? Advertising and unlicensed stuff?
That would be a non-disciplinary concern.
Do we have to,
discretion on the $500? Or is that?
We always have discretion.
All right. So, Mrs. Chase turned out, I think we should just have her go fix it, and I'd rather.
How are we going to get her to fix it?
Yeah.
How are we going to get her to do it? It's been 2 years.
Reinvestigate. That would be part of the disciplinary proceedings of the next one for repeat offense and progressive escalating penalties. We have, this is the disciplinary section, right?
That's correct.
So do we have any past
disciplinary history with the board?
That one.
And no. Ms. Chavez is, can you please state that in your out loud, please?
Sorry, I wasn't sure when I was supposed to walk away.
We're all on that same boat, don't worry.
Okay, so when I looked her up, she did not have any issues of licensing other than not being licensed for her home.
Okay. I know I am COVID through everybody through a loop. Yeah, she should have done it earlier, and now she knows. Look, I would move for a...
but what would that be? Would that be? It's not a probation. We want to give her 30 days to come up and get her license done. And if she doesn't do it, then we want to see her again. How do you word that?
You could issue, well, that's, you're imposing discipline because the licensee conducted services in her mm-hmm. home unlicensed for a protracted period of time. So you could just direct her and you can direct staff independently to go and conduct another investigation. But there needs to be, because you found the violation, you need to collect
a disciplinary letter or something.
Right. And from what I understand, the board parameter is a $500 civil penalty mm-hmm. for unlicensed activity.
So I would say just for standardization or just for being consistent in board behavior, most of the time, by the time it's reached us, the licensee has sought to rectify the situation and applied for a license. So it's mm-hmm. been very easy to dismiss or do a non-disciplinary letter of concern. But I, hearing from the licensee today, it is not clear to me that the licensee understands the issue of why that she must be licensed and that, you know, not having an establishment license for 2 years was a violation. So I'm wondering if a fine is important to get the licensee's attention to rectify this situation rapidly.
That would be our normal approach. Do you want, Chase, it's your motion. Do you want to put a fee on it of some sort, or do you want to just give her a non-disciplinary and give her 30 days and re-inspect? How would you like it done?
Chair, members of the board, it would have to be disciplinary at this point because you found that there was a violation.
Absolutely. So it's a disciplinary letter, or it's a consent agreement. Which path?
So for a consent agreement, she has to agree to the terms, correct?
That's correct.
That's
correct. And right. If she doesn't, then it will just move forward to a complaint. And then we can put on a formal hearing if she wishes to have a formal hearing.
But she has to agree to the consent here and now in order for that to happen?
No.
We mail it to her.
We mail it to her.
Okay.
Provide it to her.
So that's painful to her to give her the non-disciplinary, give her 30 days for respect. Okay. Just depending on what you're trying to accomplish.
I just wanted to get it resolved. I'm not trying to extract a pound of flesh from anybody. Just look at it.
And disciplinary seems like a good path in instructing.
But it has to be disciplinary? You said?
Yes, you found it. A clear violation.
So, they can send order in which she applies for the licensure and goes through that process within 30 days, otherwise is assessed a civil penalty. Is that
it's probably a two-step where you just do a non-disciplinary to let it go.
So we can't do a non-disciplinary.
Or excuse me, disciplinary.
Okay.
Do a disciplinary, let it go, and we'll come out and re-inspect.
Okay. So I move for the disciplinary letter of concern. And within 30 days, if the licensee has not acquired the, or at least, I don't know what the time frame looks like on that, but it
has to apply.
It has to apply for the
salon license. The suite license, right?
The salon license.
Salon license.
Right.
For the salon license within 30 days. Otherwise, we go out there and inspect and start the whole rigmarole again. We close.
Okay, so...
Would you like me to read
it? No. I'm trying to figure out what... I understand that the intent of the board, that you do not want to follow board parameters of the $500 civil penalty, that you want to give this licensee a disciplinary letter of concern, but you want to make sure that she goes ahead and goes through the licensure.
Mm-hmm.
She may choose that she doesn't want to. She may have another job somewhere else. I mean, those are very contingent things. I think that you could issue an order of probation, and that could be unilateral, and the disciplinary letter of concern. And in the order of probation would be that there would be a that she would. I mean, you can't really force somebody pursuant to a consent agreement to get a license. I mean, she may not choose that, but you could have in that probationary order that the inspector will go back and inspect the premises within a certain amount of time.
And either she will have gotten her license or will not be operating out of her own.
Two-step yet. First, we do the disciplinary letter. Then we go back with staff and we see it again.
Well, but no, that can be all in one consent agreement. It could be in an order of probation and a disciplinary letter of concern that can be unilaterally at this step.
Okay.
And in that in the probation would be a reinspection if you wanted to.
Okay. That's your motion?
No.
Yeah.
But you would have to specify when did you want the reinspection?
The reinspection would be in 30 days.
Okay.
I second that. Thank you.
Okay, roll call. Mr. Bagley?
Yes.
Ms. Flores?
Aye.
Ms. Guzman Glover?
Aye.
Mr. Knox?
Aye.
And Mr. Turrentine?
Yes.
All right.
Do we want to recap that for Ms. Mode?
Yeah, Lisa Mode.
We're going to give you a disciplinary letter of concern about your licensing. You have 30 days to get your license filed for your salon. I don't care anything about your personal license. So we're going to require you to get that in 30 days, or else we're going to look at your case again and charge you our standard rate of $500. So you're incentivized to get your stuff done. Press star 6 to tell me you understand, please. All right, that's all we can do. All right, that's the end of that case. All right, now we're up to case number 96930, 96937, Century Nail Spa, SNC 19752. SAES 22161, Tom Congle, license 52000046. Are they present? Star 6 to unmute. Again, I'm calling case number 96930, 96937. Hearing no response, I move the case 96930, 96937 be moved to a formal hearing, or in the alternative, accept the signed consent agreement previously offered by the board in resolution of this case. Seconded.
Take your hand.
Roll call. Mr. Bagley?
Yes.
Ms. Florence?
Aye.
Ms. Guzman Glover?
Aye.
Mr. Knox?
Aye.
And Mr. Turrentine?
Aye. Our next case is case number 96991, Kaylin Raggett. Oh, there you are. Good. Say it again.
Raggett.
That's cool. License 11402296.
Hello. I want to apologize for walking in a little late. I was actually on the phone.
Oh, you're
the audio freaking out, so I hopped in the car.
So, before you sit down.
Yes.
You swear the testimony you give today to be truthful.
Yes, sir.
And state your name.
Kaylin Raggett.
Beautifully done. Have a seat, please. Okay, I'm first going to have the staff go through this case with us. I'm going to come back and ask questions. Ms. Whitaker.
Well,
or chair members of the board. My name is Helen Bordelon, and I'm filling in for Ms. Whitaker today.
Okay.
All right. So on September 17th of 2021, Ms. Whitaker conducted an inspection of Cactus Lawn Salon, and at that time there was no establishment license according to our board staffing. However, on November 19th of 2021, the board did receive a salon application and for the salon license, and the license was issued with the expiration date of January 25th of 2023. Any questions?
Any questions from the board?
No.
So, would you please tell us about this?
Oh, yes. So, I moved into a salon suite where I got inspected. That was my first salon suite. I'd always been in a salon. The owner of the building, not that it's her responsibility, never told me that I needed this. When I did get inspected, I didn't understand that it was such an urgency and such a priority. So, I started asking around other, like, suite mates, and then I actually was moving to a new salon suite where that owner told me, like, you absolutely have to do this, and that's when I applied. I am like to have all of it up and everything's good now. I have a suite mate who got the same fine, the same thing 10 days after me, and it says my fine is $500 with a 12-month probation. Hers was $200. I don't think that fine fits this violation. Also considering I've never had a violation before. So I just asked for like maybe no probation and a reduced fee because I wasn't wrong not getting that, but.
Okay. So Helen, do we have any other information that you want to provide to us? Was there any sanitation issue?
There were no sanitation violations at all.
Okay. Do we have a motion on this or a discussion?
Yeah,
we have to talk first.
We need discussion. Okay, so we need to have board deliberation.
Yeah, it has to be deliberate.
This concludes the portion of the informal interview in which the board serves testimony. Okay, so now if we're in the discussion, I would like to move to dismiss this case. We've had an ongoing issue with licensees not realizing that they needed salon suites. Establishment licenses, and until that really gets out into the cosmetology community bloodstream, I think we've been working to ensure that they get licensed, but not assigning any fines or fees to that. And that's been the sort of standard. So I would make a motion to dismiss case number or complaint number 96991. Second.
Excuse me.
Trista Guzman Glover.
Okay. Roll call. Mr. Bagley?
Yes.
Ms. Flores?
Aye.
Ms. Guzman Glover?
Aye.
Mr. Knopf?
Aye.
And Mr. Turrentine?
Yay. Okay, to be clear, we're dismissing your case. We understand the situation. We appreciate you taking care of it. Thank you for coming down here, and good luck in your business.
Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
Our next case is case number 97009, Alba Salon. SCOS 27354, Urbana Leica, license number 11302430. Are you there?
Hi, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Is this, how do you say your first name, Urbana? Can you say your name? On the telephone, please. Press star 6 to unmute. Are you still there? Maybe that wasn't her. I don't know. All right, I'm looking for Alba Salon. Case number 97009. On case number 97009, I move to move it to a formal hearing or any alternative except the signed consent agreement previously offered by the board as resolution for the case.
Just on second.
Second. Okay, roll call, Mr. Bailey?
Yep.
Ms. Flores?
Aye.
Ms. Guzman Glover?
Aye.
Mr. Knox?
Aye.
And Mr. Turnstein?
Yay. Okay, our next case is the case number 97014, Grand Neos on 39th, SNT 19613. Grand Neos on 39th, LLC owner.
Hi. Hello.
Kevin Doe, member, or Kelly Doan.
Who is that speaking?
This is Albana Lika from Alba Salon.
All right, stay there, please.
All right.
Don't do anything. Don't go away.
All right.
I'd like to make a motion to rescind the last order on case number 97009, Alba Salon, Salon License, SDOS 27314, Albina Leica, Personal License 1130240.
Mr. Turrentine, seconded.
Okay, roll call, Mr. Bailey?
Yes.
Ms. Flores?
Aye.
Ms. Guzman Glover?
Aye.
Mr. Knox?
Aye.
And Mr. Turrentine?
Yay. All right. Ms. Leica?
Yes.
Okay. Do you swear a testimony you give today will be truthful, and then state your name, please?
Yes, I swear. And my name is Albana Lika.
Lika. Okay, thank you very much. I'm going to have staff describe this case to us, and I'm going to come back to you and ask you questions. So stay there.
All right.
Okay. Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the board. My name is Helen Borzon. I am filling in for Ms. Whitaker. On September 13th of 2021, Ms. Whitaker conducted an inspection of Alba Salon. At that time, she did identify the following health and safety violations. As you can see in the photos that are attached to this report, there were tools in the leather pouches, capes and gowns that weren't covered or in an enclosed container, also waxing sticks, and cotton that was left uncovered. And if there are any questions, I'll be happy to address them now.
Other than that, the place was all right, sanitary-wise, as far as we know. Okay, do we have any other questions about this? And the board's aware that you're unable to use leather pouches because we can't clean them and make sure your tools soiled and then you just re-soil your tools over and over. Okay. Ms. Leica.
Yes.
Could you tell us about the tools and the leather pouch, the capes and gowns not in enclosed container, and the waxing sticks not covered? What was going on?
All right. So usually Mondays we're not open, and Mondays I'm the only one who goes for deep cleaning, and I might do a client here and there. And the tools in the leather punch was from my other stylist, was the scissors, his personal scissors.
Right.
And yeah. And like I said, it's a deep cleaning. I wash all the capes and gowns. And since, you know, sometime I just let them hang out in the hanger to air dry. And was just me and one client in all salon. And when Miss Lisa came, I just took my client from the shampoo bowl after I washed her hair and did her eyebrows waxing. And I sit her on my chair. But usually all the supplies for waxing, they stay on the back of the cabinet and in the back room. And we have a cabinet for the cape and a towel. So that is what happened.
Okay, so normally your capes and gowns are inside a cabinet?
Yes.
Okay, the leather pouch issue is a big deal. We need you not to use leather pouches for your tools. They can't be cleaned.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah,
so that needs to go away.
Yeah, that was my other stylist. Yeah, that was my other stylist. Yeah, he took them away.
So your
away.
Other stylist to cut it out.
Mm. Yeah, so he took them away.
Yep.
So that's what happened.
All right, do we have questions of the witness?
No questions.
Okay. All right, do you have anything else you want to add to this information, Ms. Micah?
No, I'm very sorry for what happened, and I will make sure never air dry my tape. But since I was the only one in the shop, and you know, and I let my stylist know he should use the leather package, leather punches for his scissors.
Okay.
And you know, and I always make sure I barbicide everything, and everything was in order.
Okay. All right. Thank you. We're going to deliberate about the case now.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. All right. I think we have a way to have to say that. This concludes the portion of the informal interview, which the board hears testimony based on the allegations stated in the notice of informal interview. The board will now discuss the case, deliberate, and decide what type of action to take. Either disciplinary or non-disciplinary, please not interrupt the board's discussion of deliberations. So, board, deliberate.
Is there any prior history?
Yes, in case
we only do that as a disciplinary.
We only do that as a
disciplinary.
Oh, it's not. Sorry. Don't think.
That seemed very reasonable. We'll get
sorry, I'm out of order. I apologize.
Don't get back on your page.
Non-lawyers. Not knowing rules of procedure.
Something like that. All right. So, anything that we need to ask questions about? Anything we want to talk about?
So the allegations again are violation of rule, statute of rules, and infection control and safety standards, a violation of infection control and safety standards, right? Okay.
But it was explained.
I would make a motion for a non-disciplinary letter of concern.
Based on?
Based on the licensee has is aware of the issues that resulted in the unsatisfactory inspection and is working or has explained them sufficiently. There was either a misunderstanding, and the areas where there was not necessarily a misunderstanding have been corrected.
Okay. You're finding a block or fact first?
Well, if you're going non-disciplinary, you don't, but okay. That is like your reason for deviating from the normal board parameters. But if it's non-disciplinary, you would have to state that what the reason was. It was for sanitation violations, okay. The use of a leather pouch, or whatever you'd like.
Okay, the non-disciplinary, I make a motion to for a non-disciplinary letter of concern due to tools and leather pouch. I believe the other items have been explained sufficiently by the licensee.
Okay, second. What's next?
Roll call, Mr. Bailey.
Yes.
Ms. Flores?
Aye.
Mr. Good, excuse me, Ms. Guzman Glover?
Aye.
Mr. Knox?
Aye.
Mr. Tarantine?
Yay. Hey, Ms. Lika?
Yes.
Are you still there?
Yes.
Okay, we know you're taking care of your business. We trust you to take care of your business. We're issuing you a non-disciplinary letter of concern. We're asking you just to keep track of this stuff, clean it up, and have us not see you again, please.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, and I'm very sorry about that. Thank you.
You did great. You're just fine.
All right, thanks.
Next case, number 97014, Grand Neal. Didn't I just call it?
Yeah. Well, remember, we had to go way back. Yeah. Now we're back.
They have boomerangs. All right. Grand Neal's on 39th, S&T 19613. Grand Neal's on 39th, LLC owner. Kevin Doe, member. Kelly Dome, 519-00048. Is anyone on the phone from that case or present? Star 6 if you're on the phone. One more time, case number 97014. Is anyone here from Grand Nails on 39th? I move case number 97014 to a formal hearing, or in the alternative, accept the consigned consent agreement previously offered by the board as resolution for the case.
The fact is that bring before us.
Roll call. Mr. Bagley?
Yes.
Ms. Flores?
Aye.
Ms. Guzman Glover?
Aye.
Mr. Knopf?
Aye.
And Mr. Frankine?
Okay, aye. Big now or forever, hold it. Yeah.
Our next case number 97026.
Right here.
Good. Yeah. La Ultima Design Salon, yes. SCOS.
Years in business.
Great. 18436 John Cruz, license 17112081. Would you stand and swear in, please? You swear the testimony that you give will be truthful?
Yes.
State your name.
John Cruz.
Beautifully done. Thank you. And apparently, it's you. Very nice.
Four chair members of the board. My name is Helen Bordelon. Again, I'm filling in for Ms. Whitaker today. So on September 9th of 2021, Ms. Whitaker did an inspection of La Ultima Design Salon. And the following violations were determined, as you can see in the photos attached to the report. Their hair in the clippers, there's unclean workstation with used gloves, trash, pins, the scissors, the shears are in a container that cannot be disinfected. Brushes on the shelf and open with hair and debris. Also, at that time, the license was inactive according to the board's database. Now, on September 22nd of 2021, that license has been renewed. Any questions?
For me?
No. You're okay.
Okay.
We're good. Now, it's your opportunity, sir. What?
Do you have any questions for this?
We already said that.
Okay, all right, and you had none. Okay.
No, all of us said no.
Okay, I was right. Focused
so,
on something.
Sir, have you had an opportunity to review this complaint?
Yes.
Can you tell us about this?
Okay, it's an anomaly of timing.
Okay.
I was on vacation to Cancun. The day I left was a Friday. My cleaning lady, which just comes in on Saturday, her two kids had COVID. I was gone 9 days. They came to do the inspection while I wasn't there. My station was dead. The middle station was dead because she was gone. The cleaning lady had not been there all week prior to 2 days after she came and inspected. Everything was back to normal that day. I've been in business 53 years and never had any disciplinary action of any kind. So it was just a matter of timing. And my cleaning lady being sick, she comes in every night, does the stations, does the towels, does all that stuff. So that was what happened.
Tell me about the inactive establishment license.
It was just an oversight. I had COVID. My wife had COVID. You know, just stuff happened. And next thing I knew, I got the letter and I took care of it immediately. And that's the first time it's happened in 53 years. So I've got a clean record.
Good job. Questions from the board?
Can you describe when you say your cleaning lady comes in every night, but you didn't that time? Can you describe what processes she normally goes through?
She does my station, does the sanitary stuff once a week. She does the barbicide. She does all the service surface stuff, the gowns, all that. She does the laundry. That's her job. She does it 3 times a week.
Sure.
I only work 3 days a week, by the way, so it's like I just didn't want to retire when I sold my building years ago.
Okay. Any other questions?
For Canadians, still clipping.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Any other questions, family? All right. Let's deliberate. Now we're going to read the thing.
Includes the portion of the informal interview with the board here to testimony.
Excuse me. Thank you.
I like reading that.
Deliberation.
Sorry. I can do that. Going forward,
that'd be great. Every single time.
Maybe Mr. Knox can answer. Does what he described sound like standard industry practice? I'm not an industry insider, so I'm not sure if what that normally looks like.
I mean, every shop owner has a different protocol for how they do their cleaning. The question I can ask is, was that the last haircut for the day? Was it your station that was inspected? It was somebody else's station? Or?
I have no idea. I left on vacation Saturday. My cleaning lady usually comes over the weekend and does from Saturday's work cleans up the following week, but I was not going to be there the next week. She called in and was not going to be able to be there, so the girls didn't think anything of it because I was not there anyway.
Oh, no, I'm saying it was your station, though? Or whose station was
it? My station.
It was, okay.
Yeah.
So you get the last haircut and then you just left for the day? Or?
As I did my last haircut, left for the day, we were going to be closed. It was Saturday.
And then the cleaning lady comes in.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was wondering.
I've been doing it for some years.
When you get done, you still clean your station to leave, but I mean.
Oh, yeah. That's how I require my girls to clean up before they leave. It's for the same reason you're just speaking about.
All right.
Mr. Chairman, I would make a motion to dismiss the case because I believe there are sufficient explanations in the licensee that this is not an ongoing public safety concern and the establishment.
And one violation in 50 years is pretty good.
It's done. Do we have a second besides him?
Second.
Okay.
Roll call. Mr. Bailey?
Yes.
Ms. Flores?
Aye.
Ms. Guzman Glover?
Aye.
Mr. Knox?
Aye.
And Mr. Turrentine?
Yes. All right, we're dismissing this case. We know you're good at what you do. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you for your time.
Appreciate you.
Keep making us look good, will you? Okay, next case number 97030, Fantastic Sam's Fountain Hills, SCOS 8255, Hana Bay, LLC owner, Jack Leiber, manager. Is anybody here from Fantastic Sam's? Case number 97030. I move the case number 97030. Move to a formal hearing or the alternative, accept the signed consent agreement previously offered by the board as resolution for the case.
Second. Good one, Glover.
Okay. Start click on mute if you're there. But the idea is good.
We keep having people jump in. We have to bring
that. He'll come in a half hour.
Roll call, Mr. Bailey?
Yes.
Ms. Flores?
Aye.
Ms. Guzman Glover?
Aye.
Mr. Knox?
Aye.
And Mr. Turrentine?
Yay. All right, our next case is number 97046, Hair 2000 Beauty Salon, SCOS 9287, Karen Graham, license 18225236. Hair 2000, Karen Graham, star 6, do you need to get on the phone? Probably not present here. If you're on the phone, press star 6, Karen Graham. All right, hearing no response, I move the case number 97046. Move to a formal hearing or on the alternative, we'll accept a consigned consent agreement previously offered by the board as resolution for the case.
Second. Mr. Knox.
Roll call, Mr. Bailey?
Yes.
Ms. Flores?
Aye.
Ms. Guzman Glover?
Aye.
Mr. Knox?
Aye.
Mr. Turrentine.
Yay. Our next case is case number 97075, 97076.
That one's done.
All right. Yeah. I got too many papers here. Or are you there? Okay. Never mind. Our next case is 97103, APAS Nail Salon and Lashes, SAES 22080, APAS Nail Spa and Lashes LLC. Chaw Tien Nguyen, manager, Gang Hong Lee, member, Kelly Ho Bo, license 504-011-70, 305-00374, and Lina Dang, 314-00900. Anyone here from APAS Nails?
Star 6 to unmute.
Star 6 to unmute if you're hiding in there. APAS Nails, star 6 to mute.
Mr. Chairman, right. I have a question for you before on this one, for Frank. Do we know, and you've answered this before, I think, in the past, but I want to make sure, because it's an LLC, that means they must be represented by an attorney. Does it say that in the complaint that they get? Okay. Okay.
It's the same for APAS. All right, hearing no response, I move the case number 97103, moves to a formal hearing, or in the alternative, we'll accept a signed consent agreement previously offered by the board as resolution for the case.
Second. Roll call, Mr. Bailey?
Yes.
Ms. Flores?
Aye.
Ms. Guzman Glover?
Aye.
Mr. Knox?
Aye.
And Mr. Turnstein?
Yay. Next case is case number 97102, Polish Me Pretty Nail Bar, SNT 19935. Kim Chi Nguyen, license 507-00810. If you're present, please come forward. If you're on the phone, please press star 6. Case number 19720, Polish Me Pretty Nail Bar. Anybody here? 96 or star 6? Whatever. All right, hearing no response, I move the case number 97120, move to a formal hearing, or in the alternative, would accept a signed consent agreement previously offered by the board as resolution for the case.
Second, Ms. Glover. Roll call, Mr. Bailey?
Yes.
Ms. Flores?
Aye.
Ms. Guzman Glover?
Aye.
Mr. Knox?
Aye.
And Mr. Turnstein?
Yes. Our next case is case number 97122, Girl Bang, SCOS 29850, Girl Bang LLC owner, Christina Michelle Tapp, license 11000838. Anyone here from Girl Bang? Star 6 if you're telephone land. Hearing no response, I move the case number 97122, move to a formal hearing, or the alternative will accept the signed consent agreement previously offered by the board as resolution for the case.
My second. Turn done.
Sorry,
let me stop you. Roll call.
Yes.
Ms. Flores?
Aye.
Ms. Guzman Glover?
Aye.
Mr. Knox?
Aye.
Mr. Turnstein?
Yes. Our next case is case number 97125, Beauty Boutique Hair Salon Extension Bar, SCOS 27182, Beauty Boutique Hair Salon Extension Bar, LLC owner, Sandra Salial, license 11300965, Beauty Boutique Hair Salon, star 6 if you're on the phone. All right, hearing no response, I move the case number 97125, moves to a formal hearing, or in the alternative, we would accept a signed consent agreement previously offered by the board as resolution for the case.
Second. Good one, Roll call, Mr. Bailey?
Yes.
Ms. Flores?
Aye.
Ms. Guzman Glover?
Aye.
Mr. Don?
Aye.
And Mr. Trentine?
Yay. Next case is case number 97127, MD Nail Spa, license number SNT19540 and SAES 21713, Dan Tran owner. Star 6 if you're on the phone, Dan Tran. Anyone here from MD Nail Spa? Hearing no response, I'm to the case number 97126 and 97127, move to a formal hearing, or in the alternative, we would accept the signed consent agreement previously offered by the board as resolution for the case.
Second. Roll call, Mr. Bailey?
Yes.
Ms. Flores?
Aye.
Ms. Guzman Glover? Mr. Knox?
Aye.
Mr. Turnstein?
Good. Our next case is case number 97130. Whisper Wax and Lash Bar, SAES 21733, Whisper Wax and Lash Bar, LLC owner, Celeste Marquez, license 31200679. Whisper Wax and Lash Bar, if you're on the phone, star 6. Hearing no response, I move the case number 97130, move to a formal hearing, or in the alternative, we would accept the consent agreement previously offered by the board as resolution for the case.
Second. Roll call, Mr. Bailey?
Yes.
Ms. Flores?
Aye.
Ms. Guzman Glover?
Aye.
Mr. Knox?
Aye.
And Mr. Turnside.
Good. Our next case is 97134. What happened?
That one was rescinded.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Two papers, that's the fun of it. Which paper is the one? Number 18, our case number 97141, Vanity Nail Bar, SCOS 292200, Vanity Nail Bar, S&C Management LLC owner, Cindy Fernandez or Susan Fernandez. Vanity Nail Bar, star 6. Okay, no response. I move the case number 97141. Move to a formal hearing or in the alternative, we accept a signed consent agreement previously offered by the board as resolution for the case.
Second.
Roll call. One question should be assigned. Yes. Unless they disagree.
Mrs. Bagley?
Yes.
Ms. Flores?
Aye.
Ms. Guzman Glover?
Aye.
Mr. Knopf?
Aye.
And Ms. Gerstein?
Yay. Next case is 97145, our case number 19. 2020 Nails, SCOS 310137. 2020 Nails LLC owner, Sean Do Chi Tran, license 503-00021, statutory agent, Mimi Nguyen, member. Anyone here from 2020 Nails? Star 6 if you're on the phone. Hearing no response, I move the case number 97145. Move to a formal hearing on the alternative. We'll accept the signed consent agreement previously offered by the board as a resolution for the case.
Second. Roll call, Mr. Bailey?
Yep.
Ms. Flores?
Ms. Flores, say yes.
Aye. Ms. Guzman Glover?
Aye.
Mr. Knopf?
Aye.
And Mr. Tracknight?
Aye. Next case is case number 97157, 97158. Jade's Creative Nails and Spa, SNT 19672, SAES 21997, Vic Tien T. Lee, license 500384 and 31700849. Jade's Creative Nails, star 6 if you're on the phone. I move the case number 97157, 97158. We move to a formal hearing or in the alternative, we would accept the signed consent agreement previously offered by the board as resolution for the case.
Second. Roll call, Mr. Bagley?
Yep.
Ms. Flores?
Aye.
Ms. Guzman Glover?
Aye.
Mr. Knopf?
Aye.
Mr. Trenzine?
Yes. Our next case is 97175. Kevin Nguyen, license 51000300. Mr. Nguyen, are you present? Press star 6 if you're on the phone. Mr. Nguyen, hearing no response, I move the case number 97175. We move to a formal hearing or in the alternative, we accept a signed consent agreement previously offered by the board as resolution for the case.
Just real quick, as a procedural matter, the form says 97175 and 97176, but that 97176 isn't on the agenda. So I just want to make sure that
that's interesting.
These are consolidated, right?
Yeah.
Into one, and we would be moving both of them forward.
That would be correct.
97176.
Sure.
He negotiates. Okay. So 76, we're not considering, it's just as expected. Okay.
Yes.
Well, then I apologize for interrupting.
Carry on. I do have an and sign. That's all I have.
Yeah,
I just thought it was fair.
Did we get a second? I'm sorry.
I second.
He said
interrupted.
I haven't yet, but I will bear that burden since I interrupted us.
Roll call, Mr. Bagley?
Absolutely.
Okay, Ms. Flores?
Aye.
Ms. Guzman Glover?
Aye.
Mr. Knopf?
Aye.
And Mr. Trenzine?
Yay. Our next case is number 97181, 97182, Regal Mails, 1746, license number SNT 19729, and SAES 22119. Henry T. Nguyen, license 507-00543. Mr. Nguyen, are you on the phone? Star 6 if you are. Nope, you guys want to be? Any of you guys? No? No takers? All right. Well, nobody's taken. So Then I move the case number 97181, 97182, be moved to a former hearing, or in the alternative, we would accept a signed consent agreement previously offered by the board as a resolution for the case.
Second.
Roll call, Mr. Bailey?
Absolutely.
Ms. Flores?
Aye.
Ms. Guzman Glover?
Aye.
Mr. Knox?
Aye.
And Mr. Trent, aye.
Yes. Our next case is 96742 and 96972. Care Dimension, SCOS 27751, Carlos Alberto Vasquez, 1140-1610. Star 6 if you're on the phone. That's too bad. All right, one more time for Care Dimension. Star 6 if you're on the phone. All right. I move the case number 96742 and 96972 be moved to a formal hearing, or in the alternative, we accept a signed consent agreement previously offered by the Board of Resolutions.
Second, Guzman Glover.
Roll call, Mr. Bailey?
Aye, yes.
Ms. Flores?
Aye.
Ms. Guzman Glover?
Aye.
Mr. Knox?
Aye.
Mr. Turrentine?
Yay. Beautiful. Now, our next case is 96815. Travis T. Boone, I'm not sure about that. License number 513-00626. Travis, star 6 if you're on the phone. Got nothing. I move the case number 9681.
Does anybody hear them? Anybody there?
Hello, is anyone still on the phone? Star 6 so we can know someone's still out there.
No. Hello?
Hey. Yes.
Hello?
Hi, hey, who is it?
It's Travis.
Ah, Travis, yeah. Good, buddy. Glad you're here. Good timing.
Hey, sorry.
That's Travis. All right, just a moment, Travis. We have to get reorganized here. We're glad you're here.
Hi, how you guys doing?
We thought we were all alone for a while there, but we're glad you're here. All right, first of all, Travis, do you swear the testimony you'll give today will be truthful?
Yes, yes.
Okay, and then state your name.
Travis, spell T-R-A-V-I-S, and when H-U-Y-N-H.
Okay, very nice. Okay, we're going to have our staff review this case, then we're going to come back and ask you questions. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you, Travis. All right, the lovely Ms. Chavez.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Mr. Chair and board members of the board. My name is Lisa Chavez, as you said. On May 24th of 21, I went to the salon. It was a complaint, so it was under an investigation. The alleged violations were infection control safety standards for sanitation. What I noticed when I was there is that there was no license issued at the time. And I spoke with Mr. Travis Wynn about it, and he said that he was saying that there was an LLC issue at the time, and he's been speaking with the licensing department. So at this time, the salon that he's at, the Gelish, as I try to look it up, is not licensed yet, but ownership change. Okay, so going back, there was an ownership change on this case, but it was from the old owner. So Travis took over, and during that time, he was doing his LLC. His application wasn't put through, or there was an issue with the LLC. So from that point, he hasn't been licensed yet.
Okay, do you have any questions of staff? Okay.
So, sorry,
everybody, just for timeline. So basically, May 2021, we get a complaint saying that blood infection protection things are not being done right. No blood spill procedure. And then you go out and inspect after that at some point. Okay. And, okay. That's all.
Okay. So let's go to Travis. Travis, are you still there?
Actually, real quick, there's a question about the LLC, right?
Yeah,
whether or not he's allowed to speak on behalf of the LLC.
Yeah.
Is this case currently with an LLC? Because it doesn't say that up front.
Yeah, that's the procedural one. Travis, are you an LLC now?
Yes, yes. We did talk last time about this, and yes, we have a LLC, and you guys did give us a license already for Chalice now.
That's interesting. So
we have
a license now under the LLC.
Yep.
What's the name of your LLC?
It should be Chalice Now.
Okay, LLC. Same thing. All right, we need to look this up. Just give us a minute to catch up here.
Okay.
Your case is so old, we're trying to piece it back together. Mm-hmm. We'll get you cleaned
yeah,
up.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Sure.
Okay, ladies. License, no license. Rose is the chaser. Someone else should go to him. She was first. She was fast. Rose is pretty fast.
So he said it's under
Gelish? Yeah, G-E-L-I-S-H,
Gelish.
Nail? Gelish Nails by BB.
Oh, no, that's the old owner.
Okay.
So Gelish Nails.
Just Gelish Nails with no BBs?
Mm-hmm. Gelish Nail LLC.
All right.
Yeah, within our search on our database, there wasn't anything under that, but now I'm going to just look at the
Tabs, are you near your license where you could read us a license number?
Said I am, I'm sorry.
Are you near your license that you could read us that license number?
You want the
SAES 2273 and SNT1991. They're both active.
They're both active. But who owns them? What are they active under?
Under Gelish Nails LLC.
Oh, so we did it.
Gelish Nails LLC. There's no by BB or anything like that, right? Just Gelish Nails LLC.
Yes, okay, and cool. That was what they were having an issue with because it was owned under Gelish Nails by
BB.
BB.
Yeah, and then transferred to Gelish Nails.
Okay, cool. But we apparently transferred it because he has the license.
Right.
I'm ready to ask.
And he is considered a manager.
Manager of the office. Member.
So, that's all good?
Application was approved on September 17th.
September 17th?
September
17th,
2021.
That was
21.
Right? Application.
When did they get
it? I heard you.
Yeah,
it's a month after he had it licensed. After it has to be submitted, the application.
Okay, so
he did come into compliance. All right.
So he came into compliance last year.
Mr. Bagley, members of the board, I believe Mr. Turntine's issue was whether or not it was presently
right.
An LLC.
I agree with that.
But the way this case is before us, it is conduct that occurred before he obtained his license.
Okay.
The fact that he obtained his license afterwards is a piece of evidence that you can consider. And certainly you would want to look at the length of time that he was unlicensed, how soon he came into compliance would be two factors that would be consistent with the way boards have, you know, you would need to look at that evidence. But presently he has not been noticed as the LLC, so therefore the requirement of the attorney would not be necessary.
Great. That was the explanation I was looking for.
All right. Thank you.
So this existed as this other LLC. Then he bought it. And then there was a period of time somewhere in there where he was still sort of under that flag when he shouldn't have been and didn't move over to this. And that's our whole point, is that little, that point between there.
So we've got an LLC issue.
No, we don't have that. So, because it wasn't his LLC.
It was the BB one.
So that, BB had a license, but then he bought it, but then he didn't get transferred fast. He was slow doing that.
So I think procedurally it went from LLC to sole prop and then transferred those assets into the LLC.
I think
so. At the time here between May 5th and, if Travis is correct, then between May 5th at least and September of 2021, it was not operating as an LLC. And then we consider the licensure issue under there.
Yeah, he's done paperwork or whatever.
Got it.
Or
the part that
3 months. Good old business organization.
I think it turns me the blood spill procedure issue, so I'd love to hear from that.
Okay, Travis, can you tell us about the incident where there was a blood spill? What was that about, you know?
We do sanitize. I'm not sure like who complained or what's going on. So I don't know how to explain to you because I know she went inspection. I look at she know that we sanitize, everything is clean. So I'm not sure how they complain, how they file. I'm not sure what's going on.
Yeah. Yeah, it says a year ago somebody complained about a blood spill problem.
Yeah, we don't know like who did it. Well, I mean, like who filed it. So
yeah.
It's an incident.
Did you own it then? Did you own the nail salon then in May 5th of 2021?
Yes, yes.
Okay. But you didn't have a customer service problem at that time with somebody?
Yeah, we had no problem with customers. We were not sure like what's going on or her fault came. So we not we don't know. Because I don't remember the incident happened.
Okay. Do we have any other questions of any of the witnesses?
Is there an exhibit created for this one?
No, there wasn't.
Okay.
As well as there is no finding for the person that got their finger.
Right. There's an anonymous complaint to who the heck knows.
Yeah.
Well, how much more time are we going to spend on this?
No, I'm done delivering. We're good.
Thank you. Do you have a motion?
Isn't that where you moved to consideration?
I think we deliberated and then we're done. And I don't know what the next thing the card is.
I'd like to move to dismiss. In the absence of any corroborating evidence, exhibits, there's no finding of facts, no testimony or anything like that. I moved to dismiss on the
second.
That was Mr. Knox.
Yes, I was Mr. Knox. Roll call, Mr. Bailey.
Yes.
Ms. Flores.
Hi.
Ms. Guzman Glover.
Hi.
Mr. Knox.
Hi.
And Mr. Turntime.
Yay. Travis, thank you for hanging in, getting this done. We are dismissing the case. Thank you for doing business. Do a good job. Make us look good, please. And that concludes that. Thank you, sir. We're done.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, well, we got something else in the bottom. Yay. Report discussion possible action compliance consent agreement pursuant to some Royal, the case number 96688, Royal Lounge and Blowout Bar.
That would be my.
Oh, okay.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, I would like to ask the board to motion to administrative close the case due to the regular and certified mail which returned back to the agency, and we have no means of communication with the respondent.
And then may I just jump in and ask something. However, maybe we would administratively close. However, in the event that the licensee contacts the board subsequently, that we would accept the signed consent agreement, because I believe in this case there was a consent agreement that was offered, a complaint was drafted and issued in this case, and what we are required to do is provide service, appropriate service to the licensee, and if we do not, if the certified mail is not accepted, and if the regular mail is returned to the board, then we have not effectuated service, so we would need to recommend that the board would administratively close it, but if they do contact us, that we can still enter into the consent agreement that was previously offered.
Okay, so I'll make a motion to do just what Mona said. Second.
Okay. Mr. Bagley?
Absolutely.
Ms. Flores?
Aye.
Mr. Goodman? Excuse me, I'm sorry. Mrs. Munn-Blover?
Aye.
Mr. Knopf?
Aye.
Mr. Trentine?
Yay.
I would like to make a motion to, oh my gosh, adjourn.
Bless you.
Second.
And Mr. Chairman, members of the board, I think we could just do a voice on this because I think
all in favor.
Yeah. All in favor.
All in favor.
Yay!
Thank you all for coming and staying. You have unreasonable stamina to be out there.
Cool.
A little more than I have. I like the good rhythm we got into at the end there. We're rolling through it.
I was judging like going.